So ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, you fucker! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's just your job.
You want me to stop now?
No, 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 no.
You ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
God! Sucker, motherfucker! You shit animal! Oh, I hate you. I hate you so much. That one hurt. That one hurt just as much as the first one.
1, 2, 3.
Ah! Fuck me in the asshole! Wowee! I'm sorry. I really don't swear this much. Sweaty pie hole! Como se llama? No! Kelly Clarkson!
Sensible. Adjective. Having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season 2.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Sensible Nation, what is going on? New episode coming at you. Mandy B, what's going on? You like that? I surprised you, didn't I?
I love when you surprise. It's like flowers.
Yeah. Raw Dog Ryan.
Hello.
Fresh off our live show. What a night it was last Tuesday night, the 26th of February. Our first live show, Safe House Chicago with A Brew With You with Alternative Facts Chicago. What a night, guys.
It was the first sensible night for Mandy B's career. She is absolutely wonderful.
Mandy B, a little golf clap for Mandy B. Is much deserved.
Much deserved.
Much deserved.
You surprised me.
You did.
Why were you surprised in any way, shape,
you were on
or
time?
Form?
Oh,
well, because you guys didn't let me drive myself.
Right, exactly. So you were on time.
She was.
She performed well. Hey, I think she may have gone up to a 4 on the sensibility chart.
She mingled?
She's mingled?
She's a little mingler?
Yeah.
I'm the best mingler
around. She signed
around.
Autographs?
There was old men were talking to her.
That's right.
Old men, young men, all men.
All everybody of all walks of color.
All the king's men.
That's right.
All the king's men.
But in all seriousness, huge night. We thank everybody that came out, supported us, had drinks, had food.
It was a blast.
Cheered us on. So much fun. We have more live shows in the future, for sure. We're hoping to do one this spring, perhaps this summer, jump up in the North Burbs, maybe Chicago, maybe hit the road. Maybe we'll dive into Cleveland, do a little tour to Cleveland.
And you're not
like going
to meet us there on your own car when we dive to Cleveland.
That's
okay?
Right.
Fine.
I will. Hey, so I know you guys went home after the live show.
I did. It was a long night.
Yeah, it was. So that's why I took work off the next day, and I stayed down there. And so I stayed with a young lady.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
And I have to tell you guys the story.
Ooh, it's a lady.
It's a lady. She's a lady. Whoa, 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 she's a lady. So you guys know when you're, like, falling asleep, and you ever get where you're, like, falling asleep? Let's just say, like, the TV or something. But, like, sometimes you fall asleep for, like, maybe 5 minutes. You wake up. You're kind of, like, out of it. You go in and out of sleep, let's just say.
Yep.
So that happened to me in the hotel room, and I'm laying next to this lady, woman, whatever you want to call her. And so, like, I wake up, and I'm, like, out of it, and I let out this biggest fart in my life. And as soon as, like, on accident, like, I didn't do it on purpose, like, it just happened. And, like, as soon as it came out, I realized that, like, first of all, I thought I was at home because I was out of it. And I realized as soon as it happened, I was, like, in the hotel room and next to her. She was supposedly sleeping, but I know she just fell asleep like a couple minutes
she
ago.
She woke up probably.
She was not sleeping.
I literally stayed, told myself, I was like, don't move. Don't move. If anything, she's going to think that you just did it in your sleep. So I just stayed there for like 10 minutes, did not move a single inch of my body, hoping that she did not hear
it. Was
it
like a stinker too?
I was going to
No, it didn't stink, but it was the loudest, loudest fart you could ever imagine.
Like, wait, can't you not smell very well?
What do you mean? You saying I have
no,
a disability?
He can't hear.
Oh, you can't
I have a disability
hear.
For smelling. Yeah, I do.
I thought you had
no,
one out
hearing.
Of the.
It's the listening comprehension and reading comprehension.
Maybe at one of these times we'll call her and ask if she heard it.
We should.
Just to
I'm
get her.
I'm very curious to
can
know.
You, can, wait, can you reenact it for us?
No, I can't fart on command.
Did you bring a guy home?
I did not bring a gentleman caller home. Take me home
tonight. I thought you were going to ask if she could fart on command.
That's or for just me a to queef? Know. And for you to
I brought a guy home. I had to give somebody a ride.
How no, did that end?
I honestly did not bring a guy home, but I have to tell you, there was a guy on my roof the next day.
Doing what?
At your apartment.
At my apartment. So I live on, you guys know, I live on this like super top of this tall building. I feel like I'm a princess in a tower. But if you look out my
Rapunzel.
Window. So I live, like I said, in a super tall building. And then if you look off to my window, you can open the window and crawl out. And so we have the entire rooftop. We have like chairs. We have like cool little, what are those games called where you throw the bags? Bagel, bags, whatever.
Yeah. Bagel, cornhole.
Cornhole, that's what I was thinking of.
Butthole.
I hate anyway, when people call it bago. Sorry.
Oh, you prefer cornhole?
No, not cornhole. It's bags.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bags. It's bags.
Why bago?
But cornhole, cornhole is the tap, the cornhole, the technical name.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Just like you thought Lee Boy was Lee Boy.
It is. We looked it
no,
up.
No, it's Lee Boy.
No, I'm going to prove you wrong. It's Lee Boy.
All right, back to the cornhole.
Yeah, sorry.
He was the one that was on top of my roof.
Playing cornhole?
Lee Boy?
I was like, yeah. No, anyway, so like this guy was just doing maintenance on top of the roof. You know, there's all this equipment up there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Long story short, I'm always changing with the windows wide open, hoping no one is there. But guess who was there?
So he got a free show.
Yeah, like a long
like
show
full,
too, because I'm like
frontal?
Dancing and singing when I'm. Yeah, I, oh yeah, I full like. I don't put clothes on until I put my makeup on, and the girls out there will know it's so you don't get your makeup on your clothes, and,
right?
And so the guys can see. Everything.
So I mean, it was rated R. Or are we talking like porno? He got.
It was 8 in the morning. I
strumming
wasn't
the
masturbating. I mean, a good time to do so, but no, it wasn't at this time. But he got a good little show, and then I saw him. And ladies, I'm sure you like. We see you guys.
Oh, you like it, so
no!
Don't act like you don't.
Well, and you guys pretend like you don't look in our eyes, but ew.
Can you describe the gentleman?
He wasn't like, looking at your eyes.
I mean, he wasn't like a hideous human, but he was just like a tall, older-ish 50
Did he
years
leave
old.
A tip? Did he leave a tip?
No, he should have left a tip. It probably blew away, though.
So you wouldn't? I'm just asking.
I wouldn't. Like, wouldn't?
Yeah,
what if
like,
he knocked on the door?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. But, oh, man, I didn't even think about that. If only.
I always think about
if
that.
He
like
was
how,
hot?
How porno starts. It could be the guy on the roof.
Hello, may I come in? I am Chef Boyardee.
Wait,
yeah.
This is a great.
I mean,
oh, my
for
God.
Me, it'd be a
I
girl
wonder if
on
I
the
would.
Roof.
Yeah.
I feel like I would, though. Yeah. Cool.
Right?
I feel like liberated all of it. I didn't
She's
even do it.
Call
yet.
Him back.
Yeah.
I'm going to break all this stuff out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Put out the antler food or whatever.
I don't know, but food. He
Salt
didn't see
you ever do that?
He was on a roof.
When you were a kid, you ever put out the reindeer food?
Yeah, it had sparkles
she's gonna
in
do.
It.
When you said deer, I pictured him out there licking the salt lick on a roof.
That's right.
Jesus. Well, at least he didn't catch me like itching or scratching anything gross. Oh,
scratching around.
Speaking of fucking
Ew.
Itching.
I heard him again this morning scratching around.
My skin has been so dry. Do you guys get like
I have the worst dry skin.
I
the
can't.
Worst.
I freak out at night. If I go to the gym and then shower and then I get in bed, it's like 30 minutes of just,
just scratching.
Oh, it's awful. It's so awful.
Do you lotion?
I call it Ichiban. Yeah.
Like fucking Norm MacDonald from
I just
Dirty
yell
Work.
Dude. Ichiban! And then she has to scratch my back. It's
dude,
fucking
in
weird,
the winter time,
it
sucks.
Do you think fucking paralyzed people itch? I always wondered that.
No, they can't feel it. They can be dry, but they don't itch.
You sure?
Wait, yeah. How do you?
I never thought of that.
Dude, you could stick a fucking screwdriver through your leg. You think you're gonna feel an itch?
I don't know.
Well, wait. When people like lose a leg, you know, they get like the ghost leg feeling.
Right.
So maybe they get a ghost paralyzed. Whole body
Guys,
feeling.
There is no, they can't feel their fucking legs. How are they going to feel an itch?
We're talking to Dr. Ryan.
Well,
you're right.
Maybe
you're
it's
right.
Like a phantom itch.
What's a phantom itch?
What I just said, the ghost itch.
Like it's like,
then that's a mental itch.
No, it's an actual thing.
Oh, Ryan thought I meant a ghost itching him. Okay, Ryan, it's called a ghost because like you think your leg is still there.
Ryan's a visual the person. Okay. Maybe you should write it down for him.
Okay, then the paralyzed person itches their leg. They
no,
don't
no,
feel
they
it.
They can't
no,
move
like,
their arms, but they feel the itch sensation that they need to scratch.
Sounds like pure torture.
That's what I was gonna say. I have always wondered that.
That's like, why we're upset about this question.
Yeah.
Next.
It could be terrible.
Thank you. Next.
All right. What's next, guys? So funny story. I'm talking to my wife B the other day. And I go, hey, I'm sorry. She goes, hey, Megan, I ran into Megan Gallagher. And I go, oh, Megan Gallagher. Haven't seen her in forever. I thought she lived in L.A. So funny story is, this Megan Gallagher started following us on Instagram recently, both our Sensible People page.
Sounds hot.
And at Sensible Degenerate, my personal page. And I was like, oh, Megan Gallagher. Haven't seen her since the second, third, whatever grade it was in grade school. And I was never close to her, but I can't even remember really what she looks like. And so she started following me. I'm like, oh, she's doing pretty cool stuff because this girl has a big following. She does like inspirational speaking. She posts a lot of YouTube videos, does cool stuff.
I'm an inspirational speaker.
Yeah, lives out on a beach in LA. I'm like, pretty girl. I'm like, oh, wow, she's doing well for herself. So when B said that, I'm like, oh, I thought she lived in LA. Was she back in visiting her parents or whatnot? And B goes, Megan Gallagher? She doesn't live in LA. What are you talking about? She has like two kids and lives here. I was like, what? I was so confused. Turns out, completely different Megan Gallagher.
Have you been commenting on this girl's pictures? Like,
I don't know.
Hashtag flashback maybe Friday like, to
I
second.
I gave the black thumbs up, maybe.
A little reconvene from second grade?
Yeah. No, I don't think I did anything. I like checked out her page because I was like, oh, wow, she's doing well for herself.
Oh, yeah, he just wanted to see what she's up to. Yeah.
Just checking out her page.
Did you slide into her DMs?
No, I didn't slide into her DMs, I promise you.
Like sliding into second?
The old Regis swoop. But yeah, it's like totally different person. I'm like, whoops. And then I saw what's going on with the real Megan Gallagher's life.
Nope. Oh, well, in comparison
not
to...
Not interesting.
She Gallagher's,
boring.
Is she Gallagher's daughter, the one who smashed all the watermelons?
Is he still alive? We should get him on.
Who smashed the watermelons?
Oh, God. You don't remember that guy, Gallagher?
She kind of looks like him.
Oh, my.
She kind of looks like the watermelon. He
Who is the watermelon guy?
Was he a comedian?
Yeah, he would be on a giant couch. That was like his set, like a giant couch. And he would like smash watermelons with fucking like anything. That
was this
shit.
Something when you guys were teenagers and this was on TV?
No, look up Gallagher.
I will.
You get a chance.
Well, we can move on.
I didn't watch TV growing up.
Look up Gallagher.
Why?
My parents, because we lived on a lake, my parents thought I grew up with two channels on the TV and no internet until I was 18 years old.
Wait, very sheltered. Did Amber just come back as a ghost? Amber, is that you?
She's ghosted into Mandy's body just like the paralyzed people.
Oh my God, that's why I'm so wild now.
You feel an itch?
Gallagher, holy shit, I think he might still be alive. He's an American comedian. Oh, we got to get him on.
And I think he's legally only has one name, Gallagher.
Yeah.
No, coming for you, Gallagher.
Leo Anthony Gallagher Jr. You never seen this guy?
No.
Guys, for those...
That's the guy that was out my window.
Yeah. For those that haven't ever seen Gallagher, we will post some videos of him, but hopefully most of you sensible individuals have. So he'd bring out like a hammer and smash watermelons and stuff. I'll let this play for you while I tell my next story.
We want to bring out people and smash people's heads instead.
Right. Mandy, lie down. All right, so you watch this video while I tell the next story. So, funny story. I'm out drinking with some guys, good buddy of mine, and then some of his friends. So it was just my buddy and his circle of friends. And one of the guys is telling me a story about something that happened in Wicker Park, Chicago, which is one of the neighborhoods in Chicago recently. So he's telling a story about a client of his who's also a friend who it's a married couple and they live in this apartment that they just started renting for the last 5 or 6 months. And for months, they've been hearing like sounds in their attic, scratching, ruffling, like an animal's up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally, it got to the point where they're just like, God, we just got to do something about it, right? It's like, it's not a big deal. We'll get an exterminator, rodent control, whatever.
Yep.
So husband goes out of town on business for like a week. He's like, can you just take care of it to the wife? She calls the pest control. They go, okay, no problem. We got to figure out what's up there before we come so we know what equipment to bring, how much this is going to cost, ballpark, blah, blah, blah. What we need you to do is open the attic door and take a picture. And she's like, that's kind of hard. Like, you know, and they're like, well, do you have like a selfie stick? Anything that can get up there, take a picture. She's like, oh yeah, I actually do. So she puts her iPhone on a selfie stick, gets on a step stool, opens the attic door, goes up. All she does is put the phone just enough it can go up there. And she takes a picture, right? She pulls down the camera, looks at the camera, and what she sees, and we'll post this picture because I'm going to get it from this guy. What she sees is a black dude in a fucking Dago tee He's just sitting there. Look of shock. I saw the picture. My jaw dropped. I was dying of laughter.
I need to see this.
In their apartment?
In their fucking apartment attic. So the picture is hilarious because the guy is caught. He's like, he looks like a deer in the headlights. Like old, hold on. So old black bald guy. She immediately screams and runs out of the house, right? Freaks out. So calls the cops, of course. Cops come. They find the guy. He didn't even leave. They arrest him. He had been living in there since before they even came. They moved in.
Stop.
How does he go in and out?
Here's the weirdest fucking thing. The creepy part of this story. They had been arguing for months about food going missing, his clothes.
No!
He couldn't fucking find his work shirts. He'd like, he would yell at her like, did you leave it at the dry cleaners? Like, they didn't come back with it. Things had gone missing, food, constantly arguing. Their bed would be made and then it wouldn't be made and they'd argue. Just nonstop shit like this. This guy had been living. They would go to work. He would come down.
This is honestly one of the craziest stories.
Wait. How long was this time period again?
Like months. Months. They had moved in for 5 months. They heard it right away.
Whole weeks I'd be out of there.
Yeah, right?
A ghost. It's a ghost.
They thought it was like mice or a raccoon.
So basically unwrapping the bed?
They would blame each other. They didn't know.
When they leave for work is probably when he'd come down in their house.
He would live in their house. He would go out. Yeah.
Living it up in
the
cool
then he'd go back up.
What if he was
video. He had a couch up there that he would sleep on with sheets. A whole rack with the husband's dry clean clothes. Like he was wearing his whole wardrobe. Unbelievable.
Wait. So what's the ending? Did they arrest him?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They arrested him.
Oh, I want to hear more about this though, because stay with me for 1 second. What if this was a guy just trying to find happiness? Like, what if this was his only
way? Someone's attic?
Wait. Because you always think about like homeless, but you know, what if this is his way to like get a job? What if he could have landed? Was he working? I need to know this.
I don't know about that.
What if he was going out and working in the husband's clothes?
I don't give a fuck. That's not what you do.
Good thing she had a selfie stick. Could you imagine if she went up there and snapped a picture? And he's just
I'm sure he did. No,
guys, I'm sorry I don't have the picture tonight. We will post it.
I need this.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. He's just like, he's completely shocked like that they caught him.
I need to do a documentary on this man.
But the crazy thing, the guy was living in the house.
I need to know everything.
Eating their food, wearing their clothes.
Dude, this is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
He had a fucking bed up there.
But even more than that, he was like watching TV, chilling.
Everything.
Probably on.
They're roommates. They're roommates.
They should have just got their.
They were having sex like right below him. Like, who knows what he did?
That's living with somebody you don't know is living with you. Like, that's weird.
Thank God they didn't have kids, right? But needless to say, they moved out immediately, and I think they're trying to sue the landlords. But what can you do?
Oh,
calm down! Right? It's like
hey, shut up! Down. I hate when people sue other people. Shut up!
I like your attitude tonight.
Not what he said earlier.
I think she's a relative of that guy. She's defending him awfully.
Yeah. I'm so interested.
He's just trying to live his life. What if he found happiness? What if he found happiness?
Like the movie Happiness or with Will Smith or
somebody else's attic.
No.
Get the fuck out.
You know what you're doing.
I feel like if
wrong.
I found him, I'd be like, yo, want to split rent?
Too funny. What? How about another fucking unsensible thing that I came across? Actually, I always come across it. Do you ever go to read an article? I know you can't read.
Fuck it.
Oh, you can't either, so I'm going to just move on. No, you go, you're like on Yahoo or fucking ESPN or something. You click an article, and instead of them just giving you the goddamn list, it's a goddamn slideshow.
Oh, no, I hate it.
Mm-hmm. Is that not the worst
thing? Or a video.
And if you're taking a deuce and you're on your phone and it's a slideshow, you might as well not even click the link.
It sucks.
You can't do anything.
Because they know you're going to look at it longer, which it helps with advertisers.
Right. It's
Wait,
so stupid.
I thought that's
though.
The best time if you're doing a deuce or taking a deuce or whatever you said.
You're a list girl, deucing? Read lists?
Oh, you have to listen? No. Wouldn't you want a massive amount
of
reading?
No, I just want a little list.
I just want the list. And I want to move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But no, I
And I want to go look at Megan Gallagher.
We don't have time to hit next slide, next slide, next slide. Right. Next
I run
slide.
Into those all it, the time.
Like to get through the whole slideshow, you'd need a half hour.
That's what I do at my
Bullshit.
New office job instead of my real job.
You got too much time to kill, girl.
Too much time on my hands.
Too much time on my hands. Taylor didn't come to that.
He doesn't come to the party. He didn't come to that. Hey, if you guys don't know, we are on iHeartRadio now. Pretty big deal. A lot of other podcasts are on there. Music, songs, radio stations.
Yeah, it's actually hard to get accepted to iHeart. And it took a while. It took like 2 months.
Yeah.
But we're on there. If you guys listen there, you can listen. Two sensible people.
I will say, I'm not today I just listened to it for the first time. I know a lot of people, it's popular. I've never been a big Ron Burgundy fan with Anchorman.
He's got that new podcast, right?
But he's got a podcast that's on iHeartRadio. You can listen to it. I listened to some of it today, gave it a shot. It's good. But like I said, I'm not the biggest Ron Burgundy fan. So, but if you guys want to check us out.
Are you a Ferrell fan?
I like Will Ferrell, not as much as a lot of other people do.
I'm
like
surprised.
I just feel like he tries too hard with a lot of stuff. Some stuff is good. Some of his classic SNL stuff is good.
Yeah, like Cowbell, you're not
but
dying Cowbell?
I love that. That's his SNL. But like some of his movie characters, it's hit or miss for me.
But
I agree with that. But when he nails it, he fucking
Step Brothers nails it. Step Brothers is one of my favorites.
Phenomenal.
Priceless.
But just in general, I'm not the biggest Anchorman fan. But check it out. That's on there. And check us out, too.
You know, I kind of want to check out some more facts about you. I feel like I just learned a lot.
Me too.
I really
can't believe you don't like Ron You know, I think we should do...
It's not that I don't like him. I'm just not the biggest fan of Ferrell. But Tay said some stuff is genius.
I can see that, though. Like, some people despise his comedy because it's just, it's always the same. You
exactly.
Know?
It's the same type of kind of humor.
When he gets something right, it's fucking golden.
Yeah.
Golden.
Night at the Roxbury, 90s.
Talladega
golden.
Nights, he was excellent.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. Well, like I said, I want to know more about Ryan. And so that's why we're going to seg into this segment. That a listener actually gave us the idea.
Slip into my DMs.
I'm going to slip and slide into here.
No listener gave us the idea. I came up with the idea. Listeners gave us the questions.
He came up with it because he's got too much time on his hands.
Give credit where credit is due, Mandy B.
Ba-da-ba-ba, time for Ask Raw Dog Ryan. Number one.
So
the public is dying to know.
Yes, they are.
Ultimately dying to know. Ryan.
What's the first question? Ask me anything.
Is anal cheating?
No. No way.
That was a quick answer.
Is anal cheating? No. It's not a sexual organ. You poop out of it. So it's not cheating.
So if someone banged you in the ear.
Not cheating.
Wow.
That's why blowjobs, not cheating. It's not a sexual organ.
Wait. Your mouth is not a sexual organ?
Wait, no. A blowjob is not cheating?
A blowjob isn't cheating.
Really?
No.
Stop it.
Just
so
a
if
sexual
someone
organ, the penis and the vagina.
Performed the act on your woman, how would you would still think that isn't cheating?
I'd be pissed.
But you
at
would...
her, but I could do it.
Oh, classic.
No, but for real, anal though, not cheating. It's safe. You don't get pregnant. You don't have to wear a condom. Well, I guess it still spreads diseases, but...
Yeah, what the... Raw dog is just raw dog and everything.
You can just blow right in there. You don't have to worry about getting pregnant. That's what I did in high school. I was so...
I thought he meant blow, like, glowing. Oh, yeah, yeah. Threw me off for a second.
I whistle in there. Whistle while you twerk. Go ahead and start and make the pussy fart and whistle while you twerk. I whistle.
Whistle sweet nothings into
I did
there.
A lot of... in high school, it happened a lot because I was so nervous about getting a chick pregnant in high school.
Well,
you did a lot of anal in high school?
I didn't receive, but I gave.
No, yeah, but wow.
You received?
He's like, one time I was not receiving.
So I broke back once, couldn't go back.
Oh, cool.
I agree with you.
Do you agree?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So if B got anal from someone.
No, it's only okay if he gets anal.
God, you guys suck.
My example.
B, I'm on your side.
So what's your opinion?
Yeah, it is, dude.
If if you're dating a guy and he was getting railed by another guy, it's not okay with you?
No, because obviously there's a set of intimacy in there to let someone, first of all, like see your naked body.
All right, for real though. You're dating this guy. I'm going to say a year. Pretty close. You think it's the one. You come home one day from work, and he's in your bed in your apartment, and another dude is railing him.
Yeah, I'd be pissed because he's enjoying this pleasure.
What do you stay with him?
I'm one of those people where, like, I would have a talk with him.
Do,
because I make a lot of mistakes.
You make him a revenge cake, like you might hear a little later in the episode.
Oh, maybe. But let me. Ooh. But what I'm getting at is, if you came home and he was railing a chick, you'd feel different, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm. Oh,
you'd
no.
feel different. You feel the same hurtfulness if he was banging a chick that if he was getting railed by a guy.
Yeah, open your eyes, dude. And even if you are like...
Okay, let me ask Taylor.
Oh my God!
Taylor, you get home from work and be scissoring another girl. Do you care?
No, I put on my party.
Yes, I mean, we don't care.
Yes, you would, because you weren't in that situation. You would feel a little like fired up.
I would wonder where my invitation was. Yeah. I would immediately call the post office.
I have to
and
say
yell
this, though.
Them.
So she's an unattractive female who you have no interest in touching, and B is touching her.
Oh,
you still
be,
are okay?
That's actually a good question.
Like a 300-pounder?
For realsies. No, I'm really curious about this, you guys. For realsies. No, that's why you have to open your mind up and think. Because some hideous, awful-looking girls have hit on
that's
like
the
my
same
ex
thing as doing a guy.
So
no,
put
I'm
me.
Mad.
But yeah. No, come on, it is. It's letting yourself be intimate with another human being.
All right, but the segment is Ask Raw Dog. So to the listener who asked.
Is anal cheating? No, it's not.
Thank you, Raw
it's
Dog.
It's just an orifice that poops and farts.
No, I guess the listeners don't care what Mandy B and I say. All right, another one that came in. My friend claims he's never looked at his asshole in the mirror as a kid. I was surprised by his take and argued with him. Am I the weird one?
No, you're not weird because everybody looks at their asshole as a kid and spreads their cheeks and tries to look in the mirror, right? Am I right?
Yeah, this guy's lying. He's a liar. You're a fucking liar.
So he's weird.
No, he says my friend claims he never looked at his asshole.
Yeah, the friend,
oh, I'm sorry.
The
friend
weird
of the friend.
No, you're not weird that you looked at your asshole. Everybody does, right?
I think so. As a kid?
We've all, you're, especially. Everybody's a
little, it's weird if you only looked once.
Right.
If no one looked, how would we know it looked like a balloon knot? Right?
Well, that's look the at tragedy in this situation. That is the tragedy in this situation.
We all are a little bi-curious.
Balloon curious?
Thing. Well, Mandy bleaches, so she's got to look at it quite often.
She's going to
I'm
bleach.
Not
she
looking at it
yet.
If it's being bleached. Someone else's poor soul's looking
right.
at it.
I guess you're right.
Next episode, let's just bleach Mandy's ass.
I make friends with the girls that are like...
Is that like a cream or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a cream.
He knows right away.
No, I make friends with people that are like freshening up my downstairs area because you should, right?
When Taylor gets spray tanned, he gets so orange that when he bleaches his asshole, it's like the Donald Trump's eyes where he's so orange and the eyes are like raccoon eyes.
Oh my God. Are there any more questions? Are we keeping it?
No,
keeping
I think we're
long?
Ready for our next segment.
So that was Ask Raw Dog Ryan. Time for another fun, super fun
this
activity.
Is a fun
this
episode.
Is fun.
We're having
this
fun.
This is fun.
I was just, come on, we're having fun.
What's the song?
I was never making heard that it one up. Anyway, we're doing prank calls next in Sensible Nation. The guys let me try it again.
We did.
And I was successful.
So before they get to hear your segment, your first prank call, what's your character's name?
You're going to... Really? I should introduce her now?
No. Like, I think we wait.
We wait?
Let him wait.
Okay.
In
all
anticipation.
Right.
So why don't we do... well, to let you guys know, we're bringing back Barry Burnham.
Yeah, hi.
Ed Bigby. And we've got a new character. So enjoy.
Calling Edible Arrangements in Nampa. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Hi, Barry Burnham here. Is this is Sherry's Berries?
No, this is Edible Arrangements.
Oh, but it's basically the same thing, right?
Well, we do fruit arrangements. Sherry's Berries kind of only does strawberries that they ship from, we're not really sure where. All of our arrangements are made fresh in our store. So anything that you order, we make fresh here.
And there's it's flowers. Oh.
But it's not flowers. They do look like flower bouquets, but it's pineapple, cantaloupe, honeydew, strawberries, and grapes are the basic ingredients. our arrangements.
So you don't eat the flowers?
Well, yeah, you can eat everything. It's a completely, that's why it's called edible arrangements. So they do look like flower bouquets. We cut out the pineapple to look like daisies.
Oh, I did find your website. Okay, and it says there's 15% off your next pickup?
It's gonna tell you exactly what you need to do to get that.
I'm not sure if there's
a code or if you need to sign up for our emails. I'm not quite positive on that one, but it should tell you there. You know, if you sign up
for our email,
the code or whatever.
But
yes, if you'd like to look on our website, it'll show you what you can do and what you can order.
Well, it says there's a delicious celebration dipped fruit delight, and what I'm trying to do is, you know, one of my close neighbor's pets died, so we get together and we do a little thing at home where it's more or less of a wake. So I'd like to just get some of these. I was thinking of Sherry's Berries because my friend said Sherry's Berries, he had heard it on the radio, but I think this looks like the same thing, so I could get a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's a honeydew?
Honeydew is the green melon. It's also known as mushmelon.
Like cantaloupe?
It's kind of like cantaloupe, but it's green. It's got a different flavor to it.
Okay. And you eat that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how many, if you had six people, how many arrangements would you get?
You could get one medium-sized arrangement, just depending on what you want to do.
How many honeydews are in one medium?
I'm not quite positive on what my piece count is. It's got a regular, I want to say it's got about 14. I think that one's 14, and it's got like 20 cantaloupe wedges, so they're wedges of fruit.
And you slice it?
Yes, it's all sliced up. It's put on skewers and it's put into the arrangement. So the picture that you see is what you'll be getting, just depending on what size you get. Either slightly smaller or slightly bigger.
Okay. My ankle's been hurting since Thursday, and what happens is it resonates up into my knee, so I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's, you know, everybody's got stuff going on.
I know, but I have more than the average person. I don't know. So the honeydew comes sliced, and you get six of them in a medium.
There's about 14 skewers in that.
14 whole honeydews? Uh-huh.
No, 14 skewers.
Oh, skewers. It's pre-sliced.
Wedges.
Okay. And that's the delicious celebration dipped fruit delight.
And then that also has, it's got the pineapple is dipped in chocolate. Half of the strawberries are dipped in chocolate. It's got chocolate apple wedges on it. And it also has chocolate dipped banana pieces on it.
And that's 15% off for the whole order or just one?
Well, it would depend. If you're ordering more than one, it would be off of your whole order, but it wouldn't be off of your delivery fee. I believe that one. Well, yeah, it wouldn't be off of your delivery fee.
And if I drop it, then what happens?
You just want to be careful when you're carrying. If you come pick it up in the store, we give it to you in a carrier box. If we deliver it to you, we'll take it to you, and you can. All you need to do is put it into your fridge until it's time to enjoy it.
And how much for one honeydew?
We don't sell the honeydew individually. Everything that we sell comes in our arrangements. It comes in an order, so you would have to order something. And nothing that we have is other than a strawberry bouquet, which is all chocolate and strawberry.
Oh, okay. I have to go, but thank you so much.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, my bakery.
Hello. What was your name?
I'm sorry?
What was your name?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
Genesis,
this is Tina Marie. You can call me Teeny, okay?
I'm sorry?
This is Tina Marie. You could call me Teeny, okay?
Well, I think you were talking to somebody else.
I'm looking for the bakery.
Were you talking to somebody else?
No, I'm talking to you. Is this the bakery?
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking to somebody else. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Okay. Listen, Genesis, I got a problem. I got a big problem. I need a cake. I need a cake immediately. What are the prices of the cakes? How big of a cake can I get?
For when you need the cake?
Today, immediately.
So for today...
Can I tell you the story? What happened? I got to tell you the story. I came home today. I walked in on my man's cheating on me today.
Hello?
He's so aggy.
Hello? What?
Hi. Walmart Bakery, how may we help you today?
Hi, I just need a cake. I need a cake immediately today.
Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am, but unfortunately we have ready-to-go cakes, but we don't have any.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Oh, perfect, perfect. The ready-to-go cakes, can you put a message on the cake? I need a message on the cake. I'll pay extra.
Yes,
I don't care how much.
Yes, we do write on the cakes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I tell you what happened? And then you be creative. You put something real good, okay? I'm so sorry. I'm so upset today. I just came home. I'm working 3 freaking jobs, okay? I'm such a hard worker. I come home and I found my man with another man's, and I need a revenge cake, some kind of cake that has some kind of message telling him he cannot do this kind of shit to me.
Oh, ma'am.
Oh, please. Oh, you can't put a message on this cake, that ready-to-go cake. You said you got the ready-to-go cake, right? I can come. I can grab that cake. You put something nasty on there. I need something nasty on there. He cannot mess with me like this. I work 3 jobs. This late. I'm so sorry. I'm so upset. Like, can you draw something? Like,
unfortunately, man, we can't get into revenge with a cake. You could come in. And you could pick the cake that you want, and we can write the slogan that you would want us to put on there. But we can't do anything vulgar because we're a family-orientated business.
Oh, right. Oh, you're right. I'm so frustrated. Right. Okay, what if I came in and I brought, like, an image?
Just get them back another way, honey, but we can't help you, okay?
You can't help me at all? What if I brought in, like, an image of this? He's an asshole, this fucking asshole.
I totally understand, but we can't help with that, okay?
Oh, what else do you think I should do? There's got to be something else. Like, what are... oh, my God.
I can't give you any suggestions because it wouldn't be anything nice. And I can't talk like that on the Walmart's phone.
Oh, my God. I wish I could just talk to someone. I just need to talk to someone about the situation. I have no one to talk about. I'm so busy. I'm always working my 3 jobs. I got no anyone.
You just need to contact a friend and really, really, really lend an ear out, okay?
Okay.
You just need a good friend at this point, okay?
Okay,
you don't need any kind of revenge.
Okay.
You just need to get lost.
Oh, my God. Get lost?
Huh? Just get lost away from him.
Oh, my God. Okay, I thought you just told
me
to get lost.
That's the best advice I can give you, and that's the best revenge, okay?
Okay, honey, thank you so much for talking to me today. I really do appreciate
you. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Mary?
Hello. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Who is this?
This is Ed Bigby.
Hi, Ed Bigby.
Hi.
Can I help you?
I saw your listing on Craigslist for hair removal services.
Yes.
And I think it's time. My wife has been pushing me for a couple years now, and I'm a little skittish about it.
Yeah, it's scary the first time, no doubt.
Yeah, so...
But let me tell you about the product that I use. It's called New Free. Okay, so it's not considered a wax. It's a soy-based antibacterial product that only rips the hair out. It will not stick to your skin. It only sticks to the hairs.
Is it like
so
Nair?
It's much safer. No. It goes on like a wax. It feels warm and goopy, and I peel it off with a paper. So it's very similar to waxing, but it is the only stuff on the market that's antibacterial, so it won't hold any kind of contamination or germs, which makes it a lot more sanitary. And because of the fact it only sticks to the hairs and not to your skin, it won't rip your skin off where typical waxing can do that. And the stuff that I use actually pulls the hair out from below the bulb,
thus making them
come back thinner and thinner over a period of time.
What's a bulb?
Come back thinner. What?
What's the bulb?
The hair follicle.
Oh, okay.
So eventually, over time, it'll kill the follicle, and in some areas, the hair won't even grow back anymore.
My wife likes to tell me
it does get easier.
I'm like a silverback gorilla, so I hope this is very potent.
Yes, it is. So are you just thinking about doing your back?
Well, she saw the ad as well, and she saw Manzillion, and she wanted me to ask what the Manzillion is.
The Manzillion is a male Brazilian.
And so what is that?
A male Brazilian is your full frontal genital area in between your butt cheeks.
In between my butt cheeks.
Ouch. Correct. Yeah, so, if you're not comfortable with that, I mean, I can just do the front. But
so do you?
The back doesn't. The back is fattier tissue back there, so that doesn't even hurt. It's very quick.
Do you pull the strips?
5 minutes.
Do you pull the strips front to back or back to front?
No, I start out on the front and very gingerly because your frontal skin is obviously very thin and the blood vessels are close to the surface. So we are very gentle with the front. The back, however, you're behind, that's fattier tissue. So we can do it a lot quicker.
Okay.
Without you feeling.
Let me ask, and I'm trying to clean this up the best way I can, but. Mm-hmm. We've had some issues in the bedroom with foreplay recently, and it's because I do have some hair on the stump of my penis. Is that come with the full frontal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I could say goodbye to that as well.
Correct.
Okay. As you said, you'd have to lather in between the butt cheeks. As I'm laying there, do I have to hold my butt cheeks apart?
You're actually doggy style. You have to get on all fours and hold the butt cheek open for me.
I'm hoping to get my wife back to doing this after we get this hair done, this doggy style. It's a personal favorite.
Well, I'm telling you, she'll like it much better when there's no hair back there.
So when I'm done with
most
you, Mary,
do.
I'll be like a 12-year-old boy.
You will. You sure will.
All right. Well, I really appreciate the information. I'm going to go back and talk. What are we talking price-wise for the Manzillion?
Manzillion is $85.
Okay. And it's at...
And back, depending on how hairy you are, back starts at $25, goes up to $65.
And where are you located?
I'm in Woodridge. It's borderline Naperville. I'm off Route 53 and 75th Street.
And
familiar?
Yeah, I'm from the northern suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
And one last question before I'm going to take all this info back for my wife is...
Okay.
After you get done with the hair removal, is it possible that I can keep the strips?
Yeah, you can even bring her with if you want.
I don't want to bring
her
with.
It's very messy. It'll be very messy. I mean, I can give you some of the strips, but to carry them... It's very messy. It's a real sticky, like waxy substance.
Okay. I'm really nervous about it, but I just got to do it. I got to clean up.
Let me know. I work 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. is the last appointment that I can take. And I do require a little bit of advance notice. I don't take walk-ins.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just have to, if we come back, I'll have to be comfortable with you, Mary, and thank you for the information.
Oh, I hope you will be. I guarantee you will be. I've been doing this a long time, 25 years, so I know what I'm doing. I actually work as a trainer for this new free company. I go out and train new people how to use it, so I'm pretty confident at what I do.
All right, Mary.
Your name is Bill?
Ed Bigby.
Ed Bixby, I'm sorry.
Bigby.
Okay. Bigby.
Bigby.
Bigby. Yep. Okay.
All right, Ed. Yeah, just call me or text me if you have any other questions or concerns.
Okay.
You do need a quarter inch of growth. So if you're shaving, stop shaving. You have to stop shaving for at least a week. I need a quarter inch of outgrowth before we can use the new free on you.
I thought you were going to say you at least have to be a quarter inch with my penis.
No. No, just the hair. Okay.
Well, Mary, you have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too, Ed. Brrr. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Well, Barry and Ed were sure at it again, and also we got to meet the... Why don't you say it again, Mandy? Let the audience meet your new character.
Tina Marie. You could call me Teeny.
I loved her. She's
what
great.
Is Tina Marie's last name?
I don't know.
She doesn't have one.
Maybe the audience could pick one.
Yeah.
If you guys have a good last name for
I want to give them
Marie.
Like a three options.
Yeah. Send it in.
Bonamici.
Send it in. Our new friend.
The edible arrangements and Sherry's berries, dude.
Oh, my God.
The moss melon. Fucking moss melon just killed me.
I'm kind of hungry now.
I know.
Fresh fruit.
What's like we always say, what's better than a good prank call? Hope you guys enjoyed. And now we're going to get into...
I know what's better. A little freak action.
We haven't done it in a while. Haven't done it in a while.
The threesome? Oh, the Hall of Fame threesome.
Yeah, threesome. It's been a while.
Oh, I see you have a booger in your right nostril, Mandy.
Ew, do I? Do I?
You got to pick and stare like I did at the live show.
Yeah.
Ew!
Lick it.
Mm.
All righty. And now, a tribute to the relatively unknown yet unforgotten marvels of the world.
This is the Hall of Fame of Freaks!
Born to the world as Martin Emmerling and later adopting a stage name of Lorello, this freak was an anatomical wonder from Nuremberg, Germany, whom was a staple of big circuses of the early 1900s.
Mesmerizing audiences in Europe first, and then performing most notably with Barnum and Bailey.
The Ringling Brothers.
And perhaps most notably Ripley's Auditorium. His frightening act involved rotating his head 180 degrees by dislocating various vertebrae.
A true backwards man in every way, Lorello's act attracted the masses as he would rotate his head so that his buttocks and backside faced them simultaneous to his rotated head, staring them right in the eyes.
A man whose biological rarities are hard to believe were those of a human was said to be a Nazi sympathizer with his combative personality, burning bridges along the way, including his wife, whom he abandoned.
A gift of incomprehensible flexibility? Or simply a deformed bent spine?
Nobody will ever know the how behind the man who walked forward and looked backwards.
Today's Hall of Fame nominee is none other than...
The Human Owl!
Tay. The fucking Human Owl. We've debated him when he used to work with me. This guy is a classic from the late 1800s, mid-1900s. He could turn his fucking neck around.
That makes me cringe. Like, doesn't it? It hurts. You can, like, feel the cracking. Like, dude, look how far I can turn my neck.
Dude, like, when I try to, like, merge onto the tollway or if I try to turn right on a red, it hurts to fucking turn my neck to see if there's cars coming.
But you've seen the videos of him doing it. He kind of contorts his entire body.
Yeah.
It's complete fucking freak. They used to call him Bobby the Boy with the Revolving Head before he became the
Human probably,
Owl.
If he was over top Mandy B doing her, he'd probably turn his head the other way so she wouldn't have to look at her.
Screw you. I didn't even see that leading in
that's a hidden talent. I wish I had that. Then I mean, you could be satisfied with any chick. You wouldn't have to look at her, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Don't put a bag over her head. Just turn your head 180.
That's right.
Jesus.
So apparently, fucking dude could turn his head like 180, right?
Yeah.
At the end of his career, he practiced for 3 years to get it past 180. Like, how are you alive?
That's something doesn't freak. I like on here his other stage name besides the human owl's the best, but yeah. His other stage name, Bobby the Boy with the Revolving Head.
That's what I just said.
I think I just heard someone say that. What the? Turn your head around.
I really didn't hear that. Maybe my ears were turned around or closed.
But they said he was billed by Ripley's as the only one in the world who could walk straight ahead and look straight behind. How fucking weird. What if you saw someone?
He's the backwards man.
He is. He's like
from Freddy Got Fingered.
Tom Green.
The backwards man.
Backwards man, the backwards man. I can walk fast, fast. You can. I'm the backwards man, the backwards man.
But I mean, it's not like this is complicated. This is a very simple, freakish talent, I guess.
Right. Well, when we did more Drake, there was a lot of mystery, I should say, around it, right?
Yeah,
because, like, not a lot of footage.
No one knew if he actually was a real
person, true, what was myth. Yeah, there's fucking YouTube videos.
You showed us.
Yeah, yeah, so, and we'll post them. You guys can make your judgment, but holy shit, dude. Like, watching one of those videos is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I don't know, can anybody else do this? Like, have you ever seen anybody?
I don't ever want to see
Manny.
I don't want to
Manny, try right now. I want to see you try. Yeah. No, you turned your shoulder.
Yeah. Mandy she's just no turned human her right owl. Shoulder 180 degrees.
She's no human owl. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I don't know, man. This guy, he was in the circus for a long time. He did everything I think that might be required. So I'm going to give him the
hold
nod.
On. Who's? Let's recap. Who's in our Hall of Fame right now?
Right now, we've got Prince Randian,
yep.
First ballot Hall of Famer. Edward Mordrake.
I think
they're
it.
The only two standing right now. And we had a couple. Or no, we had Con Superhands Trykin.
He
try
didn't
to
make
get
the
in.
Cut.
He was close, but yeah. No, he didn't get a unanimous vote.
He got like a corduroy jacket.
And if you guys recall, we do need a unanimous vote.
Yeah.
We can't one and one here.
So we have, Prince, as he said, Prince Randian and Mordrake in. As fascinating as the human owl is and what he can do and how weird he is, I don't think he's getting a vote for me.
What?
I don't think he's getting a Hall of Fame vote.
How can he not get a vote?
He's not getting a vote.
Dude, his head spins around.
I know, but you know what? I need something else, too. I need something.
The human owl?
If his head spun around and he had two dicks, I'd put him in.
But nobody can do that, though.
I know, but it's just not... We're going to uncover a lot more fascinating people than the human owl.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
All right, so I guess he doesn't.
Not
get
that
it.
Your count vote or your vote matters, Mandy, because it doesn't.
Because but I'm the only one that can form a sentence, apparently.
If you did have a vote, would you have voted him in or out?
Yeah, in. Sick.
It still doesn't matter.
So gross.
Come on, like, all right, one last
You're
chance
not
for me to convince
me.
You. Fucking guy at a bar walks up. All right. And you're talking and you yell something at the back of him because you think it's your buddy, even though it's not. And instead of fucking turning around, his head turns fucking 180 around and starts talking to you.
Yeah, if that happened to me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Complete freak.
But it didn't.
How is that not a Hall of Famer? Nobody does that.
Because he's not. That's, I mean, we had a nugget with no arms or legs get in. That's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but there's other people like that.
And I like chicken nuggets. Yeah, but he was the best. And then a guy with a face on the back of his head that would murmur.
Well, yeah, but this guy doesn't need the face on the back of his head.
Yeah, he has an actual face on the back of his head.
I'd rather have the guy dip in his hands in fried chicken.
This is worse than the MLB voting.
Yes. No, he doesn't get my vote. He doesn't have the stats.
It's unbelievable.
He needs to boost his stats. If he comes on Sensible People, I'll maybe vote him in.
Well, he died of a heart attack in 55, so. All right, well, you heard it here. No nod.
I'd probably vote in a paraplegic that could itch her legs if she had an itch more, because that's not going to happen, but that'd be a revelation.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Sorry, human owl. Sorry, Martin Emmerlin.
We have some good reviews lately, guys. We've been getting reviewed Raving? On iTunes, reviews? Podchasers.
Yeah, wherever you guys can review us, Podchaser, iTunes, we're all Stitcher, you can leave
but
a review.
But I'm not even asking you guys reviews. I was going to show you some of the reviews that we've got. You guys got your reviews up? Because I got mine.
I do.
I'll read, this is from Andrew H. These three are just like meeting your friends at a bar on a Friday night. Fun, frivolous, and fancy-free. Love hearing their discussions. And the topics are always fascinating. Do yourself a favor and listen now. P.S. Mandy B's nipples seem very flavorful.
That's
I have a feeling
true.
That wasn't in there.
That's
what do you
not
mean?
True.
It was from Andrew H. 1984.
Wait, Andrew H.?
Yes.
Andrew let me H. see. Let me see. Let me see.
Right here. See the bottom? Yeah, he put that.
Oh my God. Inappropriate.
You know who that is?
I feel like I might. Weird.
All right, this one is from the Human Owl. Raw Dog is a fuck for not putting me in the Hall of Fame of Freaks.
Did you Teresa Caputo in and fucking he's talking to you?
Yeah. All right, this one's on Podchaser, and it's from Seabreeze 9. Listener since season 2 started and can't get enough. Tay and Raw Dog with 3 G's gets me going. Get me going. 3 G's, Raw Dog. Well, thank you.
You still have the iPhone 3G?
What the fuck is Seabreeze? What is that? Seabreeze 9. So you got to either be like
it?
A Seattle Seahawks fan
she
or
just
a Drew
likes
Brees
like,
fan?
A Seabreeze
no,
on a summer day.
Drew Brees
yeah.
is number 9.
No,
this it's got to
be alcoholic Seabreeze.
And I yeah. think it's a man.
I think it's a 40-year-old woman.
There's no man going by Seabreeze.
All right, I really like this one. It's from Derelict 88. It says, Sensible People is a celebration of all things comedy. Led by engaging and humorous hosts, this podcast revels in dark humor, games and skits, guests, etc. It's a podcast that can help you laugh even during the worst days.
I think we're more light humor than dark humor, but thank you.
I
who
think
was
we're
that by?
Kid friendly.
Who was that by?
Derelict.
I just told you, Derelict. Open your ears.
Derelict.
Derelict, thank you for the compliment.
Guys,
a review.
This is a fun episode.
It was.
I had
like,
a blast.
I love prank calling. It's just so much fun.
Makes me feel like
we
a kid
do
again.
More of that.
It's
again.
Awesome. It does.
Wait, can I prank call like a guy and like do my little girl crush thing? Like a kid?
You could do anything. Yeah. You could do anything, maybe.
Anything
my
is
oyster.
Allowed on Sensible People.
Cool.
Guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We did a vlog for our live show, so that's going to be chopped up. And input on our YouTube channel. So subscribe there by searching Sensible People Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Sensible People and on Instagram at Sensible People. And we are on Facebook at Sensible People Podcast. Raw Dog, we do have merch.
We do have merch, guys. Go on SensiblePeoplePodcast.com. Click on the shop tab. We've got t-shirts. We've got sweatshirts. We've got coffee mugs. We've got beach towels. We've got socks. We've got apple pie. Oh, no, we don't have apple pie pussy, but we hope for soon.
Hopefully some pussy soon. Mandy B, Raw Dog Ryan, live show in the books, new episode in the books. We're going to post a live show as a bonus episode
yes.
for the listeners that couldn't attend. So check that out soon, and we'll see you next time.
And remember, anal's not cheating.
Oh, my God.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.